morning. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the Q1 presentation of Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. For assistance from an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by zero. And I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Executive Chairman of Hera Group. Mr. Tommasi di Vignano, you have the floor. Good afternoon. Here we are to give you a brief presentation of 2013 Q1 results. We have Mr. Venier, Mr. Moroni, and Mr. Hansen here with me. We are satisfied. We're satisfied because the results have actually exceeded our expectations, and they are the result of the hard work we've been performing over the past few months. This was the first quarter in which we had the opportunity of integrating the Acegas APS results. But the overall results that we are illustrating to you today obviously takes that operation into account. That was an operation that we worked a great deal on and that we'll be going into during the presentation. But it also illustrates a significant Hera standalone growth, organic growth of that. As you can see from page one in our presentation, the results of the past quarter is compared with the first quarter of the previous year, 2012. Obviously, 2012 figures don't include Acegas APS figures. Therefore, the light blue columns refer to Hera last year, whereas the dark blue columns illustrate the effect of the Acegas APS operation. As you can see, we had an EBITDA growth on EBITDA and an EBIT, which is above 20%. As far as EBITDA is concerned, it's above 25%. We have a very relevant result in pre-tax terms and in terms of net profit. And were they to be compared on a pro forma basis with the previous year, for example, in terms of net profit, we would still have a +113% growth. And also, as far as EBITDA is concerned, we would have a +8.2% had we also included Acegas results in our 2012 figures. So this is a distinction we need to keep in mind throughout the presentation because it's the first time we have this kind of a scenario, and therefore we have to underline what stems from Hera performances and what was brought on board by Acegas. From this point of view, the sector-by-sector results are positive in all sectors, including those which had suffered some difficulties last year, such as waste, for instance. And we will obviously be going over the performance later on. We also had an excellent performance in the water business, and I think we had a record result in the gas business in our Q1 performance. We also have to take into account an extraordinary result stemming from the IAS criteria and stemming from the Acegas APS operation. And in comparing the net assets of Acegas and what we did during the negotiation, we have this further variation equal to 73.8 million euros, which is an extraordinary income which enriches the results we obtained from pre-tax profit down. From the commercial side of things, I think both of the liberalized sectors, both in the energy and in the special waste business, we performed well, and we'll be seeing the figures later on. And to this, I'd also like to add a further element concerning the cost performances. We paid close attention to this item, not simply in terms of the decline in the trading activities which we had, which obviously had an impact on the price of raw materials, but also to underline the commitment that we had on cost-cutting and the controlling costs that will continue in the months ahead. As far as investments are concerned, even here we paid close attention to our targets. We had 54 million euros invested in the quarter, including the Achegas amount, which is equal to some 10 million euros, compared to 71 million euros of the first quarter last year. Finally, another piece of good news is that generation of cash allowed us to reduce the financial debt. And therefore, the amount of the net financial position is according to expectations also as far as Achegas is concerned. Therefore, even in this case, we summed a positive result to the growth of the net financial position following the merger. Then, on the left-hand side of the slide, we also wanted to underline the performances over the past 5 years without taking into account the extraordinary income we had, just to show the earning per share growth over the past 5 years. As you know, we had made a commitment with the latest business plan when we said we wanted to take this element into close account to have an annual growth that wouldn't be below 5% on a yearly basis. Now, if we consider what happened over the past 2 years, we have an average growth rate which is highly above the one we had promised. And I simply wanted to underline this element because it is a way of adding further soundness to the forecast that we had given you some time ago. Moving on to page 2. Without taking into account the pro forma basis for 2012, going into the 2013 figures alone, as you can see, the Hera plus Achegas revenues increased 6%. Now, were we to also take into account the Achegas effect for 2012, the equivalent of revenues would be reduced, which goes back to the issue already mentioned, which is connected to the lower energy trading activities. As far as EBITDA is concerned, we had a significant growth, which is both due to the Achegas operation and also due to the results that Hera standalone was able to achieve. And also due to the trading effects I mentioned, you'll see how we had a significant growth in terms of the EBITDA margin compared to last year. We're almost at 19%. In terms of EBIT, things went well, with the contribution that I underlined a few minutes ago. And as far as financial charges are concerned, we have had a trend with a roughly 1 million euro reduction as far as Hera standalone is concerned, whereas the difference between last year and this year is brought about due to the adding up of the financial charges referring to Achegas. I already mentioned the 73.8 million euro extraordinary income, which brings about a pre-tax profit equal to 221.4 million. which is a highly relevant figure. In terms of taxes, things went well as far as the fully integrated perimeter is concerned, and they would have gone even better compared to last year, even had we normalized 2012, because for 2013 we would have been at around 41% instead of the 42% we had last year. On this page, just to make the comparison easier, we also wanted to include the pro forma basis of the financial statement, and you can see the effects you would have had, the positive effects you would have had on all levels of the financial statement, and the size, the amount that these items would have had. Moving on to page 3, the summary of the things we said in terms of EBITDA is illustrated in the top left graph. We've seen that EBITDA grew by 50 million euro for the hair part, and it grew 41.9 million euros for Achegas in terms of growth and in terms of the contribution made by Achegas standalone. Just a couple of remarks on our commercial expansion. We have to underline the fact that with this operation and with the growth we had in the first quarter, especially in electricity, we are now close to the 2 million energy customer mark, which had been a part of our business plan targets for quite some time. And therefore, with this latest operation, we are now up to 1.9 million customers, meaning that we are very much on the threshold of the 2 million. And already in the last quarter, we confirmed a further 50,000 new customers in electricity, plus the Achegas contribution. Our regulated activities performed well, both in waste and in water especially. And Stefano will be explaining how we posted a very good quarter indeed. As far as the strategic areas are concerned, you can see the comparison that we have between the 2012 results and the 2013 results in Q1. You can see that we've had some sizable increases with the usual balance we have between the three fundamental areas of business. 23% in energy and networks, up to 36% in waste, which is a sector in which we were also able to take advantage of a new asset we acquired at the end of last year. Therefore, the scenario is in line with our expectations, including your expectations, based on the consensus we have. And it's also a little bit above what we were expecting to see after the entrance of Achegas in our company's perimeter. And in the conclusions I'll be making, I'll also be illustrating what we've been doing as far as Achegas is concerned, including the events which took place yesterday. Yesterday we took control of the board of directors. Therefore, we launched a number of initiatives that I will be mentioning later on. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Moroni and then to Stefano, who will be going over the financial aspects and then the business-by-business breakdown. Thank you and good afternoon. We have some good news as far as the cash flows are concerned, as you can see on page 4. The debt, including the net financial position of Achegas APS, is at 2.611.8 billion. The Achegas debt is equal to 490 million vis-a-vis an initial amount of 470 million. Therefore, as far as the Achegas perimeter is concerned, we had a slight increase, Whereas, as far as the HERA perimeter is concerned, we had a major decrease equal to 95 million euros, which stems from a reduction in CAPEX, as was already mentioned, and also based on the good performance of our management activities. We also have some good news as far as the financial charges are concerned, given that in the HERA perimeter, we have a slight decrease vis-a-vis the financial charges in the same period last year, with a difference equal to 1 million euros. Therefore, from the 31 million euros we had last year down to 30 million this year as far as the HERA perimeter is concerned, and to that we have to add the 4 million euros stemming from the Achegas APS Delta, which means that in terms of the cost of cash for the HERA perimeter, we had an improvement of a few basis points, bringing the average cost from 5% to approximately 4.5% for HERA standalone. I think that this completes the positive news from the financial standpoint, and we expect to continue along this path even in the future quarters. Now I'd like to give the floor to Stefano to comment the various areas of business. Thank you and good afternoon. I'll begin with the waste business as usual. I'm especially satisfied because the signals we'd been seeing at the end of last year seem to be continuing in terms of the volume dynamics in this quarter. And beginning with this element, beginning with the development of our activities on special waste, we'll notice that there has been a relevant increase equal to 41,000 tons, equal to almost to more than 12% vis-a-vis Q1 last year in terms of the activities that we managed. The contribution to this volume, these volumes come from two major factors, the first of which is the continuation of the commercial activities that we had started quite some time ago, that we were that we had the opportunity of discussing with you over the past few months, plus the consolidation of our activities in central Italy through the Energonut plant, which contributed with roughly 50% to these volumes. Therefore, of the 41,000 tons, half of these stem from the good functioning of this plant that we bought at the end of last year, and the remaining 50% stems from purely commercial activities. The higher volumes are also accompanied by a higher production of renewable energy, thanks to the Energonut plant, and now we're up to 258 gigawatts per hour. The other element that we had mentioned and that we are continuing to work on a daily basis is cost cutting, also vis-a-vis the market dynamics which are going on. As you may remember, we mentioned we had a 10 million euro cost reduction plan that we started up in the second half of last year. And in Q1 this year, on a like-for-like basis in terms of price, we had an improvement equal to 2.5 or 2.6 million euros on this front, meaning that we brought home an initial 25% of the result we have in mind. Obviously, all of this translated into an increased profitability in this business, which as far as HERA is concerned, went up from 48 to 54 million. To that, we have to add the Achegas waste contribution, which is equal to 11.4 million, for a total of 65.6 million. Just a couple of remarks on the functioning of the Achegas activities. Their activities were developed with a very good continuity. As far as Achegas is concerned, the volumes were reasonably stable vis-a-vis the same period last year. 3,000 tons in urban waste, whereas the functioning of waste-to-energy plants performed very well both in Padua and in Trieste. Therefore, on a like-to-like basis, this area went from 58 million euros, if you take into account Hera plus the Chagas APS, from 58 to 65 million euros. Therefore, we had an 8 million euro growth. As far as the essential elements of the quality of business, I'd like to underline the increase we had in sorted collection, which is now up to 53% from the 50% we had 12 months ago, and from the 52% levels we had at the end of last year. And in terms of the plants, as you may remember, at the end of last year, we began the building of two new biodigesters, 1 megawatt each, here in the Romagna territory. And they were completed in Q1, and we expect to have them fully on stream within the first half of the year, so that the second half of the year can be 6 months in which it will be fully on stream. Last remark, as far as the waste business is concerned, which is the performance of our assets, of our plants, which you can notice in terms of the volumes treated in the graph on page 5, in which you can see that the amounts of waste treated in waste energy plants has grown further. This partly stems from the fact that we have 20 to 25,000 plants, tons for the plant, and then we have the optimization of the already existing plants. And this is obviously something which decreases the use of our landfills. We had a good performance of our selection plants, which further improved their performances. There seems to be a small mistake in the percentages here on the graph. The growth isn't equal to 0.3%. Since it's a growth of 15,000 tons, it's well above 10%, as a matter of fact. Moving on to water. In this first quarter, we were able to see the full implementation of the tariff scheme. The tariff scheme is now fully clear. There is almost fully clear. There are still a number of a limited number of elements which still need to be clarified. But the business dynamics were good, because as you can see, also vis-a-vis revenues which were pretty stable, our profitability increased, and that obviously is affected by the cost-cutting activities. The business in Q1 is up to 52 million euros with an improvement, with a sizable improvement, if we consider the perimeter, the change in perimeter, but also on a like-for-like basis. In other words, if we look at the activities in 2012 and 2013, we'll see that we had a 6.5 million euro increase between Q1 last year and Q1 this year, despite an aspect, which is the general economic situation, which is similar in our territories as well, and which is obviously reflected on the new clients. And even in 2013, we had a further decline vis-a-vis last year. We keep asking ourselves when the crisis will actually end. I think we are very close to the lowest levels ever, and this obviously has a direct impact on the business economics. But on the other hand, we also have to take note of the variation of volumes, which is at 5% for the first time. This isn't something that we suffer from directly, because we now have a system based on recognized revenues. But this, again, is a clear sign of the general context that we have to work in. Moving on to the gas business. Even in Q1 this year, post posted a slight improvement vis-a-vis Q1 last year. And if we look at Hera standalone prior to the merger with the Chegas, we'll see that the improvement was equal to slightly below 5 million euros. This is due to a number of factors. We had a slight decline in volume sold. We had a slight increase in margins. We had some negative effects on the gas distribution. The overall situation brought about an improvement equal to 5.8 million euros. To that, we have to add the Achegas APS contribution, which also improved slightly from 13 to 15.3 million for an overall improvement equal to approximately 7 million euros. Obviously, in this specific business, the balance between procurement and sales needs to be taken into account. This is something we've commented a great deal in the past. Let me just note the volumes performances. And as you can see, both for Hera and for Achegas, in terms of sales, there's been a contraction ranging between 10 and 13%, which doesn't simply stem from a lower per unit consumption, but it's also the result of some decisions we made in terms of specific customers we had so that we can continue focusing on working capital and on credits. We had some pretty good results in the district heating sector, and since it is connected to the thermal season, district heating had some reasonably constant performances, but the winter was pretty average. It was neither too cold, neither too warm. It was a little bit warmer compared to last year, but the levels were stable. In terms of customers, as for the Hera perimeter, we have stabilized our customer base at 1.115 million customers. Naturally, as of January 1st, we also incorporated the Achegas APS gas clients. And since we have a 51% share in energy, we have a further 110,000 customers of Achegas, and the total now is almost 1,250,000 customers. Moving on to electricity. In electricity, we have a more stable situation, in the sense that we had a pretty good performance in electricity distribution. We had some ups and downs in the liberalized market for energy. We are aware of the difficulties in the upstream. Even though we have a modest portion of this in our portfolio, still it gives us some amount of signals. But on the other hand, we were also able to optimize our marginalities on end customers, which allowed us to fully absorb the upstream dynamics in a result which in Q1 2013 was equal to 24.9 million euros, so for a total of 21.4 for Hera standalone, 24.9 for Hera plus Achegas. We've had an increase of 50,000 new clients, which is in line with our recent track record. And to that, we have to add 120,000 customers from Achegas APS for a total of 670,000 customers, which added up to the 1.25 customers I mentioned, lead us close to the 2 million customer threshold that the chairman mentioned early on. Also, in terms of volumes, here we have some negative signs, and these are due to the two phenomena mentioned. One is the overall context that Terna publishes on a monthly basis, and the other is obviously due to the attention we pay to our customer portfolio. But these are pretty much the positive performances that we were able to see in all of our businesses. And in this case, for the first time after a few quarters, we had a very homogeneous performance in all the portfolio. I'll give the floor back to the chairman for some closing remarks. Thank you. when I was speaking of the Achigas APS operation, I mentioned that we worked very hard and on a number of different levels. We were able to finalize the operation with the full acquisition of the company's capital. Happened 3 weeks ago. It was very recent, therefore, and it was very challenging, including the acquisition and share swap operation. As far as the corporate structure is concerned, just yesterday we have finalized a complex operation with the redesigning of the board of directors. We elected the new members, and we also reorganized the company by using Achigas management for the most part, but with the initial new members that we decided to bring on board as a group in key positions. The third level that we are operating in is a number of working groups, a number of project-by-project working groups that we already started before we even took control of the company, because we felt that we had to save time vis-a-vis the commitment we had with our shareholders and with the market concerning the efficiency and synergies that can be extracted from the operation. As far as synergies are concerned, we are already working in that field, and we are confident that already this year we can reach the 7 to 8 million euros, which account for one-fourth of the overall synergies we intend to extract. So we are working hard. We will have to look into their perimeter, some of their activities, and some of the companies that Achigas has a stake in, so that we can be fully in line with our group's performances. And so that we can streamline certain elements that may have even blocked some of Achigas's progresses in the past. It's just a summary of the activities that we've been doing. As you can imagine, it was quite demanding work. One final piece of good news, which is normal. On June 6th, we will be paying our dividends, as approved by the General Assembly. And since I took a look at some of the results posted in the month of April, I think it's safe to say that the good results posted in Q1 are being confirmed, and this is something that we are confident will allow us to have good results for throughout the year. And I'll leave it to you in case you have any questions. This is the Chorus Call. Operator, we can now begin our Q&A session. For all those wishing to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone. To leave the questions list, press star followed by 2. Please ask your questions using your telephones. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by 1 now. The first question is by Stefano Gamberini, Equita FIM. Good evening. I have the usual three questions for you. First of all, Stefano, can you illustrate what's happening in the waste business? Are you you're growing significantly in terms of volumes? Eden also posted some excellent results from that point of view. Can you explain what is happening in the general scenario? Who is losing market shares and how the prices are evolving in the special waste sector? Can you also give us the EBITDA contribution, an Argonaut EBITDA contribution in Q1? Second question is the usual question on networks. Can you tell us electricity and gas networks performances? And also in the gas business, can you explain what impact you expect from the regulations from the Maggior Tutela Service. It's disclosed, they reduced tariffs for Q2, but since the price is linked to the spot price, maybe on the last Q, we may be expecting some major impacts. Things seem to be going better than expected, both in the queue in Q1 and in April. I know you don't usually answer, but since it's a more complex structure, if you include the CEGAS integration, can you tell us where the EBITDA will be at the end of the year? And also some information on the debt level. Can you help us understand what the trend could be throughout the year? And I have a further question on the capital increase, the reserved capital increase for FSI. Can you give us some timing on when you will be closing the deal? As far as the capital increase is concerned. Let's begin with your question on the waste sector. Currently, I think we are looking at a consolidation process. A number of companies operating on the national level. The detriment of some smaller players, and also based on some areas, some regions that no longer have ways of disposing of their waste, and therefore they have to offer their waste to the market. I'm referring to the special waste, which originally was urban waste, and I'm not referring to Campania exclusively, but also to a number of other regions which have to face some very complex situations, such as Abruzzo, Lazio, and others. As far as price trends are concerned, they are declining slightly. This was a trend we were seeing last year as well. This is a sector which is pretty much being restructured. The demand seems to be stagnant or growing slightly. Therefore, the major players have to do something as far as price is concerned to consolidate their market share. These are changes on price that we already saw last year, with 5 to 10% decreases on price, depending on the types of waste, be they dry or humid. But this is the price range decrease. As far as the contribution of Energonaut is concerned, in Q1 we're at 5 million. This is the net contribution that Energonaut had on the overall results. Moving on to your question on the networks, I didn't really understand what you were asking. The contribution of gas distribution and electricity distribution. So you're asking the splitting in gas between distribution and sales. As far as the result of the gas area, which is 134.5 million euros, the gas distribution share is equal to 52, roughly. District heating is equal to 9, and gas sales trading is the remaining portion. As far as electricity is concerned, however, the overall 24.9 million euros we're referring to, electricity distribution is equal to 10 million, roughly. If you add up ERA and the CEGAS, obviously. As far as CC, that's a little bit more complex. You know that we began reading the new legislation only just yesterday. Although it had been discussed Thursday night, compared to the previous draft that we had seen, there were some minor changes. Now, a significant change is that This regulation will come into effect as of August 1st, which is an advantage compared to a solution that had been illustrated previously, which was that of having yet another quarter with percentages, and then the new setup as of January 1st next year, because this would have complicated the gas procurement policies further. In this case, as defined by the latest draft, we are linked to TTF. We'll still have some minor risks because, as you can see, we have quarterly prices. Therefore, we'll have to do the math to see what the minor risk quotas are. Graduality has changed because there has been a major reduction in the first year vis-a-vis the range, which you may remember was equal to 1.5 to 2.5 euro cents. We're at slightly below 0.5 euro cents. But we'll be recovering this cut in the upcoming 2 years. Therefore, I think this is a clear sign of making a strong statement initially and then of giving back later on. Something was also added on the QVT part. The initial simulations that that we saw, and these are just the initial assessments we made over the past 24 hours without even having the time of talking to other players. Overall, we are around the same figures, the same impacts we had when we were commenting our year-end results. There seems to be a slightly heavier result for the 2013-2014 thermal year, equal to a few million euros, which will then recover in the next 2 years. Therefore, if we compare this to the situation that we as a company had in the 2012-2013 thermal year, the cut is reasonably equal to 20 to 25 million, but which, again, is something that we expected already in the business plan last year, meaning that it was something that we had already started to tackle. 25 million as the net result of a number of initiatives and evaluations that we are performing on how we can manage the situation as best we can. Therefore, this isn't something which revolutionizes the draft we had seen proposed a few months ago. Or 2 months ago, rather. Therefore, it's just some minor fine-tuning. Moving on to the capital increase for FSI. As you know, this is a capital increase that we very much needed following the completion of the that we had to postpone after the Achegas APS operation. The operation was concluded with a delisting at the end of May, mid-May. Obviously, the months ahead will be an opportunity to sit around the table with FSI to negotiate the operation and take into account that we have to draft the information document that we'll have to send it to CONSUB, which itself requires 40 to 45 days to draft. For the time being, in our plan, we intend to look into this operation during the summer, the FSI operation. The next question is by Dadimiki Bankaso. Good afternoon. I have two questions. First of all, on the dividend. We saw that earnings per share grew has been growing significantly every year, over 4%. The dividend is at 9%. It's stable at 9%. In the past, the chairman had said that the earnings were very generous. Given the excellent share performance, do you expect to increase the dividend? The second question is also on the capital increase for FSI. I don't seem to recall the price dynamics. the price used to be significantly lower compared to the current share price. And my question is, the negotiations you will be having with them, will it also be possibly reviewing the price? As far as this issue is concerned, we will, as Stefano was saying, we'll have to discuss things with FSI. For the time being, we have no elements. We are looking at the performance of the share price ourselves, taking into account that we'll be paying dividends. We haven't been discussing these topics for quite some time, therefore it's difficult to make some forecasts, especially concerning others. So I think it would be fair to go into this topic once we go back to the negotiation with them, whereas the other question was on the dividend. We still have to pay the dividend for this year. The dividend will be paying on June 6th. Therefore, we haven't been reviewing the dividend. Were I to give you an initial assessment, I think our commitment was significant. We wanted to offer a floor for the entire business plan, meaning that for the time being, that's what I would commit to. And any different types of assessments would have to be made in the fall when we will be updating the business plan. For the time being, we're very satisfied to say that our EPS trend is very satisfactory, which means that we hadn't made any mistakes in our forecasts when we were drafting the business plan. But that's as far as I would go. The next question is by Antonella Benkis, Citi. Good afternoon. I'd like some specifics on what you expect for the year-end results for 2013. Can you give us some explanations? With the reduction in interest rates that we've seen recently, could this have an impact on the profitability of the networks? And what impact could the water sector reform have? Could it have an impact on revenues in general? And as far as the cost of debt, is there any way of benefiting from the recent reduction in rates? As far as the regulation is concerned, obviously the decrease in interest rates obviously reflects on the remuneration rates. As you know, we are on the threshold of the new regulatory period concerning gas distribution. This is what we'll be looking at in terms of making 10-year projections for rates. The regulator tends to avoid focusing on the previous day's rates, given the high volatility we've had both recently and in the past. I'm sure you all remember the recent issues during the definition of remuneration for the further year, in which the 13-month-old rates were taken into account to have a sort of a smoothing effect. I think just for fairness sake, I think that these considerations will have to be made. The mechanism is very transparent. It's very well known. Therefore, a lower forward curve on 10-year rates means also having an impact on the remuneration of regulated activities, which also means lower costs for the debt. And I'll leave the floor to Luca for further insight on that. I didn't really hear the second question. Can you give us some insight on year-end, besides the Acegas contribution? I believe you expect have a higher growth compared to the usual 6% growth trends you've had. Can you give us some projections? Also taking into account that we will have the impact of the gas reform in Q4. Well, I think that in making assessments, we can't ignore the fact that in this quarter we maximized the benefits on our gas activities, whereas the effects of the reform will only be seen in the year's last quarter. This is an element that we have to keep in mind. For the most part, for the time being, the signals are fairly good. As far as our growth rates are concerned, in Hera, we've always had a 30 to 35 million euro growth every year, and we are working in that direction, not taking into account the variation we'll have of the gas market. Then we have to take into account the variation brought home by Echegas. That's something that we're working on. As I said, we expect to extract 6 million euros in synergies this year, and we are confident that we will. And this will be something that will decrease the impact that we'll be having in gas. And I'll give the floor to Luca for some insight on interest rates. As I was saying during my previous presentation, some positive effects on the average cost of debt was already seen in Q1. Because as far as Hera is concerned, as far as the Hera perimeter is concerned, we had a reduction vis-a-vis the previous year from 5% down to 4.5%. In overall terms, we're at 5.1% approximately. The effect of the rate decrease is exactly the reason why we benefited from this trend. Obviously, we should never forget that the company's, the Hera Group's policy is to have a debt structure which we have a medium to long-term debt which is equal to 67% of our debt. Therefore, we have a benefit on the complementary portion but not on the entire debt level. I think that this trend could be reflected on the upcoming quarters as well, but we have to take into account that we'll also have to look into refinancing the Achegas debt, which is more a short-term, if we are to stick to our group's policies. Therefore, these two variables will have to go hand in hand, although I think that this is a trend that can certainly be taken into account for the upcoming quarters as well. Therefore, we can try to imagine a scenario in which this 1 million euro we have in terms of savings maybe won't be multiplied by 4, but at least we can freeze it and see whether or not we can double it within the end of the year. So I think we can look at a couple of million euros vis-a-vis a linear projection. The next question is from the English conference, Rodolfo Nui, Royal Bank of Scotland.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a quick question for you to dwell on the on exactly the subject that we were broaching about. I was wondering if the group is planning to issue new debt in the coming months or quarters, particularly looking at the recent performance of your long-dated bonds, which were issued in October around 5.2% yield and are now yielding below 4%. Hello?
About the UK bill, hoping in
as I was saying, in the our program is to refinance the short-term debt portion of the group's, of Achegas APS net financial position, plus the portion which will be expiring pertaining to the HERA debt. For example, the convertible bond, unless it reaches a level that can be converted, also given the share's performance over the past few weeks. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, gentlemen, there are no further questions. Thank you very much. We hope we were clear as to our recent results. And I think that if you take into account all of the problems, all including the regulatory problems we had to face in recent times, I'm sure you'll agree with us that hopefully the remaining part of the year will be as satisfactory and as consistent as the things we've been able to achieve so far. Thank you. Talk to you soon. This is the Chorus Call operator. The conference is now over. You can now disconnect your telephones. Thank you.
It's the only way.